Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We're back at Box Office Breakdown, where we missed Coachella so we could talk about Jungle Book.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Oh, what a nice little whistle we have. Welcome back. All right, I think you're a little off pitch.
Am I?
I think that was bad.
I'm beat up.
Okay, so I missed Coachella so I could go see Jungle Book, but you missed this weekend so you could go to a bachelor party.
Yeah, in Big Bear. Ooh, it was the first time I was there.
Really,
it was really loud. I know.
And you can blame, if anyone just got their eardrums blasted out, that would be Steven in the booth.
Yep.
Thank you, Steven.
Yep.
So he's doing something like that. No, I hate Coachella. I don't like anything.
Have you been to Coachella?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
And I'll never go again.
But people wear so little clothing.
That is the truth. But the girls are so stupid. They're the dumbest. They're just not.
Well, no one's
no
really
offense to them, but it's like, hey, did you get a Coachella?
It's not really their fault. It's because no one's really coherent.
It's shticky now. It's too shticky.
That was actually my problem. I went to Coachella maybe, I don't know, 4 years ago, something like that. Steven, have you ever been to Coachella?
I have not. I've almost gone to Bonnaroo, but I just kind of decided against it because I didn't have the necessary equipment.
I've been to Coachella. You get very dirty. I love camping. I'm all for camping, but it's just like,
when I went there, it was a
dust storm.
Yeah, it's
bad. And you had to like watch the music with your bandana, and you're really hyped on it in the moment because it's really fun. But then you think about going back, and I'm like, do I want to put myself through
like
that again?
$15 for a water bottle. Everybody's dirty. We live streamed it from the house yesterday. Watched it in the house on
that's
like a TV.
Weird.
Yeah, they have live streams now.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird.
Why?
I'm not a big fan of watching concerts on television.
I wasn't watching. I was just listening while we were doing other stuff.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't playing. What did you do at this bachelor party?
Nothing really crazy. We rented this big house and it was like 15 of us and we had steaks and we did a lot of adult things.
Was it like a change of pace for you?
Yeah. We
do you
stayed
feel there. Differently now?
Yeah. We actually just stayed in the house. I mean, we drank and did other stuff, but I mean, we didn't really, you know, do what people do on.
Are you turning over a new leaf?
I wasn't running the show. I mean, you know, if I was running the show, it might have been a little different. But, you know, people, that's what happens on, you know, you don't have to go crazy in bachelor parties all the time, you know.
That's true. Well, we don't have JTE with us this week. It's just going to be the two of us.
No, he's not here?
You didn't see him? We do have a dog roaming around.
Yeah.
But, no, JTE supposedly has lost his voice. But I don't know if I believe his excuses.
I'll
have to track him down.
I'm going to go past his house after this. I think he's doing Drake a Little Burbank stuff again.
I think we need to set up a spy cam.
Yeah.
He's watching the new Rush Hour series.
He might be doing
that. That's why he's lying about it.
Yeah. He's doing something.
We do have to keep this a kind of family-friendly episode because our movies are pretty family-friendly, or at least our number one for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the weekend's box office for April 15th through 17th. These are the estimates because today is Sunday, so actuals may change. But we're going to start with number five, where Zootopia stayed in the top five. It's in its seventh week now, brought in another $8 million, dropped 42%. We have been just seeing pretty small drops consistently from Zootopia. It's just bringing in the money. Number four goes to Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, dropping 61%. Not on the smaller drop side, with $9 million.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
This should be at like 30 still.
It's been like dropping about 60% almost every week.
I mean, it's lost to The Barbershop and The Boss.
We're in its fourth week. It didn't even make $10 million in its fourth week.
That's terrible. I mean, Zootopia almost beat it.
Yeah.
When the actuals come out in May, it may beat it.
Oh, oof. We'll see. Because right now it has a 311 domestic gross on 250 mm-hmm. budget. So not looking good. We still are not reaching that $1 billion mark for Batman vs. Superman. The likelihood of that happening is growing kind of less and less.
Yeah, I don't think it's going
to
work.
Bad
either.
News. The Boss in its second week dropped 56% down to 10 million. So all these pretty close. 8, yeah. 9, 10 to $10 million for The Boss from Ms. Melissa McCarthy. Then we get into our top two. Number two goes to Barbershop, the next cut in its opening week, making it 20 million. Mm-hmm. Pretty close
That's
to where
nice.
The past ones have made after nice so long. Like, definitely not a bomb. Like, nice job. And then number one, doing better than I thought it would do, but we'll talk a little bit about why. The Jungle Book.
Oof, that's a lot of money.
2016, opening weekend, $103 million, mm-hmm. scoring the second biggest April opening ever. It's just increasing this Disney live action remake brand. They're on quite the roll, coming off of what we've had, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Maleficent. Just keeps every year we're getting mm-hmm. more and more. And even at the beginning, I saw Jungle Book. And even at the beginning, they're pre-showing all the others. We have a live action Pete's Dragon coming cool. in nice. Like just a couple months.
I like
it. It's right around the corner. So they are taking all this material that they already own the rights to and have already made money off of and redoing it and making even more money.
That's exactly. the name of the game. I mean, Criminal did terrible. $5 million, that's really bad.
Yeah. $5 million in 2,600 theaters, coming in at the sixth spot from Lionsgate. Lionsgate!
What did we have last week? Who won? Was it me?
I don't think any of us, because we all had Criminal out there.
We did, and I had left five, though.
You had it at five?
I think I went four or five.
Well, then we'll just give it to you.
Yeah.
Also coming out in the smaller theaters on the first week, let's talk about Sing Street coming in number 28th, bringing in, it was only in five theaters, but it brought in almost $69,000 from Weinstein Company. Also Green Room from A24, I'm starting to really like, getting good reviews, 91.
Yeah, JT said it's fantastic.
Yeah. The A24 has been coming out with some hit after hit, in my opinion.
And
so I'm going to go find this one.
And for very cheap.
Yes.
They do good stuff.
Kind of reminds me of like the excitement I had around Blumhouse for a while. Mm-hmm. Just like their cheap horrors they're just making.
Yeah.
A24, not Strictly Horror, but it's coming out with all these different movies.
They did Ex Machina, no?
Yes, they did. Yeah. All right. So talking about the main event, Jungle Book. One of the things that has brought so many in is they had, if you look at the audience, it was 49% families.
Mm-hmm.
And then your female and male split was almost even. It was like 51 and 49. So people have said, or from Disney, that it's as close to a four-quadrant movie as they could almost get.
I would agree with that.
And it's because I think, we talked about it, JTE, I believe, was the one who pointed out that mm-hmm. when they started releasing reviews of this early, that meant that they felt strongly about what they had.
Oh, yeah.
They really pulled in a film audience with saying that all of the technical specs, then you have the family movie, although some people are not saying it's as family friendly, and after seeing it, I don't think it's the most family friendly movie. Steven?
I gotta disagree with you. I mean, as much as it's intense and it has intense parts of it, I mean, if you really look at the media that children are exposed to today, it's nothing really. I mean, you can watch The Lion King and watch Scar do what he does to, and you're just like, that's not family friendly. I mean, it's the same mm-hmm. thing yeah. along those lines.
It is harder though, because as you make things look more realistic, and as you're making, for instance, like deaths look more realistic, mm-hmm. it's a difference between watching in classic animation and what you see now, where their goal is to make these animals, and what they're getting praise for is how close they look to like the real thing.
It's almost becoming undecipherable whether or not you can yes. these animals are real
put
or not.
Pictures up yeah. next
it's
to them.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's a technical feat. I saw it. I think that
it's getting great reviews.
And I would agree that it deserves the great reviews. I thought that I thought the suspense was great. I thought it looked fantastic.
How long is it?
It's almost 2 hours.
That's not bad.
That's pretty long for a family movie. I don't know.
Yeah, they sit there. But I mean, $100 million is massive.
Yes. I think it looks great. It doesn't really make you want to go see it again, like anytime soon.
Yeah, repeat viewers. I mean, a lot of these movies don't get them.
Not
those. These don't get them.
But Disney
typically. You don't get the story in the first thing, you're an idiot.
So we will see how it keeps going, but it has huge numbers as of now. Barbershop, for me, is I'm happy for it, a little surprising. But
look, I mean, I hear the drama works, you know, a little more than the comedy does.
Mm-hmm.
$20 million for a movie like this, fantastic.
It deserves it. I mean, they've kept that kept that franchise going, and it's been strong since the beginning. I mean,
absolutely,
you can't like point out one of the Barbershop movies and be like, that movie sucked.
Yeah, they're actually pretty solid movies, no question about it. I mean, it's been a long time since the last one. I think they did a Queen Latifah one. I think it was a chick Barbershop or something like that. I hear it's pretty good. I mean, it's not something I'd go rush out and see, you know, but
yeah, I don't think
I'll watch it on whatever when it comes
stronger
on.
Stronger than any of the last five Adam Sandler movies you can name.
That's exactly right.
The Cobbler.
Yeah, and they do good material. Oh, jeez, that was bad. That was really, really bad. No, $20 million for a movie like this is fantastic. You come up with 20, get a multiple. This thing will probably top out at like 55 in the theater, maybe 60. It's not bad.
All right, and real quick, because Batman v Superman is probably gone from our top five next week. Do we think, final say, is it going to reach 1 billion? Yay or nay?
Positively not. No way.
Steven?
What's it at right now?
882.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
No,
because we're not going to get.
Sad news.
You'll get, what, I don't know, 35 million. 30 million more from America.
Unless you have like Ben Affleck buying out 10,000 theaters, like, no.
Which is,
you never know, there has
impossible.
Been supposedly some ticketing fraud in China.
I mm-hmm. heard, and I was on that episode.
Okay. What else is new?
All right, so moving on, let's get into some international numbers. The Jungle Book ruled over the global box office as well this weekend, racking up 136.1 million in foreign markets.
Christ.
Yes, the family film has made 291 million worldwide, and it should cross the 300 million mark on Monday. Remember, we already talked about this movie making money abroad last week. Okay, so that was a week ago. It debuted in a couple foreign territories, and the John Favreau film has been hailed by critics as a deft rival to the story of Mowgli the Man Cub. Mm-hmm. So this movie has been made a lot. I hadn't really remembered that.
Yeah, they're in the 70s, I think.
Yeah, but there is tons of versions of Mowgli, the Jungle Book, the books themselves.
Yeah, there was animation. There was a TV show, I think. There's tons of stuff.
I will say one thing it does give you is I want to go back because you can tell that there's some visual references that they pull from the actual Disney animated. I'm sure they're also pulling from traditional stories.
Yeah.
But it does make you want to go back and see the original. In second place, Universal continue to roll out The Huntsman, Winter's War, which we don't have yet.
What a piece of trash.
In foreign territories in advance of its domestic debut, which is this coming weekend.
This is a why movie for me. Why? Why?
Why?
I mean, I see the numbers,
but I can tell you why.
Yeah.
The prequel to Snow White and the Huntsman brings back Charlize Theron and Chris Hemsworth while adding Jessica Chastain and Emily Blunt to the mix. The fantasy adventure made $17.6 million over the weekend, taking its foreign total to $43 million after 2 weeks in release. And it hasn't come out here. You ask why. It's if you can get these names involved
and you have the property. Paydays.
Why not? I mean,
I wouldn't see this.
I'm going to see it, I think.
It would,
the talent gives me hope. I saw the first one. The first one was bad.
The talent gives me hope, but the fact that they have to, instead of just rebooting it and say, hey, we messed up, let's redo it, they're making it a sequel.
Yeah.
They're making it a prequel.
Yeah, prequel,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's set in the same universe as the first one, which was god-awful.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
I'm having hope.
I'll see it.
This one will be terrible as well. Guaranteed.
All right. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice took third place with $15.1 million, propelling its global haul to $827.3 million, while Zootopia...
Oh, we said 882 for that. I messed up.
827.3.
Yeah, we said 882 to Steven.
Either way. No,
no,
it's
well,
not.
Either way,
it's not doing it, yes.
While Zootopia said it slid into its fourth place with $10.8 million, pushing its worldwide gross to 882. That's where you were getting that from. They're very close on the page. I understand your mistake.
Ooh, that's not going to do a billion. It'll do close, though.
Zootopia?
Yeah.
It hasn't been dropping that horribly.
It's great money.
See, London Has Fallen, which we talked about the other week, rounded out the top five with $9 million. The Gerard Butler thriller has earned $181.4 million, pushing past the $161 million haul of its predecessor, Olympus Has Fallen. So it made more money, so someone somewhere is clapping.
That's decent money for them. You, I don't think you'll see
another one. Especially because I don't know anyone who saw it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's I was like, that seems overseas. Like pretty good money. I don't know anyone who saw this movie.
No, not at all.
I'll watch it for Emily Blunt. That's, yeah. That's it.
She's in everything now.
She's amazing. Do you have an international titles game
sure
for us today?
Yeah.
That I just have to play against you? Mm-hmm. Just me?
Steven as well.
Get ready, Steven. We never
lose. Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
No theatrics from JTE today.
Here, I'll throw you some shiny lights. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. JT, I like that.
There right. We go.
Perfect.
All righty.
Yeah, I mean, JT usually acts it out. International title game, you know the deal. Four titles,
Steven,
one's
we
fake.
Don't, we can't lose.
Four titles,
if
one's
we
fake.
We lose when JT's not here.
Here we go. They're all from China as well.
Hooray.
The Jungle Book, the movie that did $100 million this weekend. Forest King. Okay.
I can see that.
That's a boring title.
Yeah.
Nixon Elvis. The Nixon Elvis movie. It's like Kevin Spacey and I think
you
it's
mean
Michael
Elvis
Shannon.
And Nixon?
Elvis and Nixon, yeah.
That isn't out yet?
Yeah, it's not out yet.
Okay.
But it's coming out.
Yes.
When Elvis hit total. Barbershop. Holla, Great Black. Okay. It's true.
I think you're going to have to repeat these one more time.
Barbershop 2. What? Again, Black.
What? Okay.
So it's The Jungle Book, Forest King.
Okay.
Elvis and Nixon, which I hear is great. I'll watch anything with Michael Shannon. He's fantastic. I don't know about him playing Elvis, though.
Did you watch 99 Homes?
Yeah, it was good.
That's pretty good.
When Elvis hit total. I miss Fat Elvis. I actually thought Fat Elvis was great. He just couldn't stop eating and taking narcos or whatever he was doing.
Okay, I'm...
Barbershop.
You have to read these because I'm getting lost.
Barbershop. Holla. Like Holla Back Girl or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you like that song, right? Holla.
Ain't no.
Great yeah. Black.
I just think that we're all made up.
Barbershop 2. What? Again. Black. You
wait,
know
so
China uses when it's an African-American movie, they throw the word black in it?
We're pointing out the one that's fake or
yes,
the one that's real?
Yes, that's correct. The one that's fake.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Forest King is fake.
Mm.
Because like if you're going to do two sequels, you know, if they both have black in them, they got to be correct.
That could be correct,
and then
yeah.
You have... what was the other one you had?
When Elvis Hit Total.
When Elvis Hit Total sounds like it could be
that one's
true.
Fake.
No, it could be true because, you know, in China, Nixon doesn't mean the same thing to what it does here. They think of Elvis. Like
that's
Elvis
true.
Is like a big name. Nixon's not really
Elvis was
to
huge
them.
In China.
Yeah.
I'm just really befuddled, so I'm just going to say two. Even though I think it's probably one of the two that are really similar, but like I don't know how I'm supposed to pick the difference between two that are like identical.
So you're going with
I
When
think I
Elvis
have
Hit
to.
Total?
I think... Picking two movies that have super similar titles is cheating. But I'm going to say I'll pick two.
You've lost track of yourself. You haven't won in like 4 months or 5 months.
That's not true.
She was actually winning
That's
a lot.
That's not true.
You haven't won in a really long time.
That's not true.
If we get a statistician to do this, I guarantee you hadn't won in like at least since the new year.
That's not true.
Okay.
You're just straight up lying.
If I watch it and it is, what do I get? Do I get?
She has to sing Holla Back Girl.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll take that.
If I haven't won since the new year,
yes.
Sure, I've won.
We'll
so.
Get Dylan and check it out if he's still around. Okay. Steve's wrong, too. It's the answer is Barbershop. Holla,
first one?
Holla, Great Black.
See,
what? Holla? They don't know that word over there. I don't know what that means.
Fine.
Holla.
Fine.
I was like, they're going to definitely say holla. But what again, black is
just,
weird. So what,
I'm
they're like, what, I guess it means like, what are they doing? And then again is Barbershop 2, and then black is what they use.
Okay.
Yeah. Poof.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah,
fine.
That's a poof.
All right. So we have Our list of movies today is going to come from the lovely Miss Charlize Theron, and we're not turning this into her ex-boyfriend's list. We are solely going to be focusing on this award-winning actress. These are her top five grossing films.
I mean, Sean Penn wasn't in any of the movies.
We could do future ex-boyfriends and just talk about Finstock.
That's true.
Like 45 minutes.
I could. She might be
Wouldn't
available
that be like
when she's like 60.
Betrayal to Sean Penn?
No.
No?
I'd follow that guy anywhere. That'd be hot. I'd follow that guy to a sunglass hut. He's like, hey, Tom, I want you to work in the sunglass hut. I'd be like, all right, done. He's the best. Clearly.
I don't even...
You would date Sean Penn.
I wouldn't date Sean Penn.
So if Sean Penn's like, hey, sweetie, let's go out here.
I've met Sean Penn.
Really? What happened?
Yes. Nothing. I met him.
Like, where?
Tell the story.
At a bar?
No.
You met him?
Yes.
At his house?
No.
Where were you?
I was actually at a spa.
Okay, wait a minute here. So you were at a spa?
I was at a spa.
This story thickens here. What were you doing there?
No, we're okay.
Was it a Korean one late at night?
No.
What was he doing? Was he trolling?
No, he was going to the spa.
Trolling?
No.
What were you doing? Like, what did you get, like, a full massage? Did you get the whole thing?
At the spa?
Yeah.
These are two separate stories.
Were you anywhere near him in the vicinity?
Yes.
So you only saw him?
In the lobby.
You saw him, that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. I actually don't remember.
I don't know if I 100%
I actually think I did meet him, but I don't really remember.
Maybe he's just ghosting you.
Yeah, he might have ghosted you.
I remember watching, and I remember him. It was really weird because the woman he was with, I don't remember who he was with, he gave her the credit card, and then she paid
That's
for both
happens.
Of them because he, like, didn't want to go up to the...
That's what he does when I see him at Craig's. He gets up to other people to pay his thing. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that was weird.
He does,
like,
it all the time.
Everyone sees him
So
do
it's definitely
it,
Sean
so
Penn,
like,
then. So you're not lying that you saw him.
I know I'm not lying.
So he didn't try to hook up with you?
No. We're also not getting into this story.
I don't know if I believe that.
The whole purpose of bringing this up was that we weren't going to turn this into a Sean Penn thing.
Everything turns into Sean Penn.
Into Charlize Theron, top five grossing movies, talking about their lifetime gross. And the number five movie on her list is The Italian Job.
I like
which
that
made me fall in love with Mini Coopers.
Yeah. I like that movie.
I like that movie, too.
We were supposed to see the number two, but it never materialized. You know, Wahlberg had to wear heighteners in his shoes.
But now she's supposedly going to be driving again in the next Fast and Furious movie.
Yes, she
is. And they've been referencing The Italian Job and her driving skills in that. The movie made $106 million.
That's F. Gary
back
Gray.
Back in 2003.
Edward Norton didn't want to be in it, but he had a three-picture deal with Paramount. And they forced him to do it.
Do you feel like this was the rise of Jason Statham? Like,
absolutely.
Was this like his
yes.
catalyst to fame?
Well, it was funny. So my sister came and visited me when I first moved to Los Angeles. What was this, 03?
Yes.
So this movie just came out. She came down and she's like, this was before it was released. And she's like, yeah, what's some guy? He says he's in the Italian Job movie just coming out. I was like, I never heard of it. She's like, his name is Jason something. And mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, and she's like, yeah, he's going to drop me off. He says he's going to be a big movie star. I was like, everybody says that around here. Sure enough, it was Jason Statham. I don't know what she did with him. Hopefully she slept with him, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, moving on to the number four is Prometheus. Back from 2012, it made $126 million.
It's a disappointing movie. I didn't like it.
This movie just blends into that genre of horrible movies. Like Johnny Depp did one in this same kind
of... Oh, Transcendence.
Yeah.
It's the worst. My former company did that.
That one.
The worst movie ever.
Give
$100 million to a first-time director.
Cowboys and Aliens, for some reason. Just all of them blend together into just like one mass of like...
I mean, it was picturesque. I mean, it was beautifully shot.
Looked cool.
Yeah, it looked cool. It just wasn't good.
So it's like you leave thinking, oh, wow, that was really cool and fun. And then you, like, start thinking and you're like, damn.
Yeah, then you, like...
You can watch it on mute. It might be better.
That's, yeah.
It's there a lovely screensaver.
It's a good way to watch a lot of stuff.
That's true, nowadays.
All right. Mad Max, Fury Road, another movie that looks fantastic, but actually is fantastic to watch.
JT's favorite movie.
$153 million last year. It is one of my favorite movies from last year. It's one of my at least top three.
I love that it's like on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
So like whenever I'm browsing through, I'm like bored or I want to watch a movie or something. If it's on, just watch it to the end. It's one of those movies now where you just, if it's on, you're watching it to the end.
That is true.
If it would have won Best Picture, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah. If it had won Best Picture, I wouldn't have been upset.
It won everything else. Would it win 10 Oscars or something like that?
Something like that. But great movie. I don't know if the small screen can really do it justice.
Yeah, that's what people say.
But, and also like the colors and everything. That is such a large format movie. Obviously, there was all that debate because Charlize really has the character arc.
Oh, she killed it.
In that movie.
And she looked great with a baldy. I mean, not a lot of girls can pull that off.
And with one arm.
Well, she's South African, though.
Yes.
So she's
got
that.
She was like discovered by supposedly throwing a fit in a bank. Did you know that?
Well, she has anger management issues, big time. That's why it must have been a real volatile relationship with her and Sean Penn. Because they're both crazy.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she supposedly was through like a fit in a bank. And someone saw her and was like, you're going to be famous.
Yeah, and she throws fits on set. And young adult and a bunch of other things. She used to date David Arquette.
Rumors. This is how rumors get started. We did not start these rumors. Going on to number two, Snow White and the Huntsman, $155 million. And this is why they would be making another one, because it beat Mad Max in money.
Well, the controversy last year with the director, Yeah, director and Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
It broke up everybody's sweethearts, Twilight buddies. Right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I feel like this list is turning into just a rumor mill.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm on that train today.
Don't open up old wounds, Finstock.
Yeah, I know.
Number one goes to Hancock, $227 million.
Still holds up.
Yeah. You know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, still, if it's still on, you'll watch it. You'll be like, this was a pretty good movie.
See, this is one of the ones I don't have to finish to the end when it's still on.
Yeah, you just like the first half. The first half is the strong point of that movie.
Yeah.
They took the movie sat around for a really long time because they wanted to make it, it was highly sexual, and they took out all of it. Like, the Hancock character has sex.
Yeah, wasn't it a different rating?
They were going to rate it X. It was legitimately crazy. He's a pent up, sexually frustrated superhero is what.
I feel like
originally
we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
We've talked about this before, so we can go on to what movies we haven't seen that are coming out. The Huntsman Winter's War is the big movie, at least, opening up this weekend, causing lots of frustration for people like
Tom over here. It's a piece of junk, this movie. I don't know who sees this stuff.
You haven't seen it.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's opening in almost 4,000 theaters.
I heard from the schmoes and a bunch of other reviewers that it's terrible.
Okay, well, you
gotta cringe to see something like this.
I know. It does have.
But you know, people go see it.
Has 16% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, but 97% want to see it.
If I had, they probably don't think that. Think that Jungle Book was going to make so much money.
I mean, I think it's going to be cool visually.
Yeah,
of course, it's going to look awesome.
Yeah, it will. It will.
Let's read some of these reviews.
Yes.
Let's see. It doesn't matter how good the cast is on paper, because the basics, such as the script and the cut of the film, are not worthy of such good actors. It is a film... Different person. This is all from Rotten Tomatoes. You can find these online. It's a film too violent for children, too sentimental for adults, and, well, too awful for everyone.
Oof. See, I'm not that harsh on it.
Yeah. Oh, here we have a really horrible pun. In The Huntsman Winter's War, no one is fairest of them all.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
So even the hotness of Charlize can't power through.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, which tedious sequel is yet to bore?
Ooh, wow.
People seem really happy. This just makes me want to see this movie bad.
It's probably a good drinking game
movie.
This movie's
along the same lines as, like, Through the Looking Glass. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm, like, kind of... I mean, I'm going to see it, but I'm, like... I hope it's good, but my expectations are low.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Unfortunately. But, like, in the theaters, I'm totally down to see it on a big screen, see all the cool visuals they use.
Sure.
All right. Well, coming out on a smaller release, but hopefully better, maybe better movies, are movies like The Hologram for the King, which is coming out, doesn't have ratings yet or anything, but it has Tom Hanks, or Tale of Tales with Salma Hayek, which has 81%.
I'm going to watch that.
Rotten Tomatoes, just because of Salma Hayek.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
You're going to track this movie down.
Remember that little gif of her running around? There's like a gif of her running from a room naked.
No.
It's great.
No. And then also, as we mentioned before, Elvis and Nixon, strong players being Michael Shannon and Kevin Spacey.
I'm interested in watching this.
I am too. It's just like these movies are impossible to find.
Yeah, now you can find them.
The Elvis and Nixon one is synopsis is probably. On a December morning in 1970, the King of Rock and Roll showed up on the lawn of the White House to request a meeting with the most powerful man in the country.
That's just interesting. I wonder what he was. It was Fat Elvis, obviously. What year was it?
I believe it said 1970. Let me double check.
Yeah.
In 1970.
Hmm. And it was Nixon in 70? Yeah, I guess it was Nixon in 70.
Well, that's in the title of the movie.
Yeah,
and
I know,
that's in the synopsis, so I'm going to guess yes. 60,
yeah, I guess it was. You're right. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's the untold story behind this revealing yet humorous moment in the Oval Office, forever immortalized in the requested photograph from the National Archives. It's rated R.
Spacey paying Nixon, I'm assuming, right?
I'm also, yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
Hmm.
So if you want to search out any of these movies because you don't want to join into the crowd and see The Huntsman, and you've already seen The Notebook, it might take you a little effort, but you might like it better.
What's this hologram for the king? What is that? Tom Hanks doesn't get big releases anymore?
I mean, after people threw a huge fit about who was going to be nominated for Bridge of Spies.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. You guys going to check out that Precious Cargo movie?
Who's that?
Bruce Willis movie coming out. It's basically like the same story as Transporter.
Oh,
except
man.
Comes out this weekend with Bruce Willis.
Jesus. Is it going right to
DVD? Didn't
we
already like fail
theaters.
At...
It's in theaters.
Really?
Didn't we already fail at Transformers Refueled? Didn't that already go under?
Yeah, or the other
Yeah, but
Transporter.
If I tell you there's a action movie with Bruce Willis with... Here's the short form synopsis. A crime boss tries to make off with loot that belongs to another thief. If I say Bruce Willis in that sentence, are you going to go see this?
Maybe in 1987.
Yeah, isn't he a little bit older? Sorry, that's
think,
rude.
Right?
He can't. He's
done. If you're looking for a hologram for the king with Tom Hanks, the info is cultures collide when an American businessman, Tom Hanks, is sent to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
To choose what he hopes will be the deal of a lifetime.
It's like Bridge of Spies.
Baffled by local customs and something about bureaucracy, he eventually finds his footing with the help of a wisecracking taxi driver and a beautiful Saudi doctor.
Mm.
So,
who's the wisecracking taxi driver?
Alexander Black.
Oh, yeah.
And then the woman is Sarita. I can't pronounce that last name.
Chopra?
No.
Bangladeshian.
I do not know how to say it, and I don't want to mess it up. I'll feel bad.
Wait, who is this?
For the woman playing opposite Tom Hanks in A Hologram for the King, her name is Sarita, and
that's it.
Chowdhury, something like that. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
But you can go find these movies at theater, probably far away from you.
Yes.
Now we can get into a little bit of predictions.
Before we do predictions, I want to bring something up to you guys.
Please do.
So with Variety, Brent Lang did this article the other day after the mm-hmm. numbers for Jungle Book came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that with everything Disney is doing,
uh-huh.
they're going to be number one box office for the next decade. He's saying that everyone's buying. Mm-hmm. It says Disney's going to be number one for the next decade. Audience are completely buying into what they're making, with them using the full power of Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars, along with their live action of classics and their new animated.
What do you think? They're set up to be. There's also articles on Variety right now where they're really putting, like, Disney is that spelling doom for Warner Brothers. That's pretty much an article out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the way that Marvel is going and with their slate of films for all these remakes that already mm-hmm. have built-in audiences, yes, that is really going to help. Like,
they've been printing money for a real long time.
But it's not a surprise. It's not like some small company going out of nowhere.
I think Universal won last year. Universal crushed last year.
Universal crushed for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Warner
Brothers is toast because they got a bunch of idiots over there who know nothing.
Well, and then you come out with Warner Brothers and the Disney thing, if you read the article in Variety, it just references how it always seems like they have similar movies with similar plots and similar mm-hmm. demographics coming out within months of each other.
That's true.
So much so that the movies sometimes get confused.
Yeah.
Where you don't know which one they're talking about. It's the same plot. It's the same thing going on.
But look
at
these
movies.
Is
Disney going to continue to be a giant?
Yes. Yeah,
when
has it
not been?
You got Jungle Book and Zootopia. Jungle Book's going to probably do $1 billion, and so's Zootopia. Or damn near close to it. And then Civil War comes out. Forget about it.
And they just keep coming. And then you have you have their animated ones. You talk about Pixar. You talk about all these.
And the Star Wars one in December again, whatever that is.
Do you think you guys think they're gonna make a Jungle Book sequel based on this?
I mean, I can't see no reason why not.
They intentionally kept parts of the original story out of this movie, which could honestly still just be made. And if Peter Jackson can make The Hobbit into three films, they can make The Jungle Book into two.
I mean, they definitely could. I think that what Disney has also somehow allowed themselves to do is they release movies besides obviously all the Star Wars that are coming out one after another, they take time in between there. It's like, look at, like in animation, look at Finding Dory, how long that's coming after Nemo. Mm-hmm. Like, they've created a brand where they don't step on their
other movies.
And when you have so many things coming out, you can just plan what month has each thing.
A lot of money involved.
You're a dominating force.
Yeah, I don't see them losing anytime soon.
I don't either. Although, one I am interested in seeing how it does is the next phase of this Harry Potter coming from the other side.
Mm, oh, beautiful beasts and how they...
Yeah, we'll see what that does to that brand over there. All right, so let's get into. I don't just because I love Harry Potter. Let's get into our predictions.
Yeah.
No predictions. The only really contender is the Huntsman's Winter's War, and is it going to break?
Yeah, where is it going to land?
You're talking about the last movie, Snow White and the Huntsman, back in 2012 at the height. Or right in the middle of Kristen Stewart fandom,
sure.
Brought in $155 million total.
Yeah, that's not
and
a lot.
It opened to, opening weekend, it made $56 million.
Mm.
So
it's not going to do that.
But no, it's not going to do that.
Because people are going to still see Jungle Book.
Yep.
I like Jungle Book number one for sure. Probably I don't think it's going to drop off too much. I think you'll see maybe a number with a six in front of it.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? I'm going to go Snow White and the Huntsman, unfortunately. Barbershop will be third.
Mm-hmm. Right? Have fun with that. They're all a million away from each other.
Yeah.
And they're all meh.
You know what? I'm going to go with Batman and Superman over the Boss.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Boss is going to drop off.
I'm going to go with Zootopia.
I was close to that too. So Jungle Book, Huntsman,
Barbershop. I'm going Zootopia.
Batman, Superman, and Zootopia 5.
And I'm going Zootopia 4.
Oh, no, Boss 5. My bad.
Boss 5. I'm going Jungle Book, Huntsman, Barbershop. I'm going to say Boss, then Zootopia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Batman.
Out.
I don't see it beating Zootopia. Just Zootopia's stayed up there.
That's true.
I'm basing mine off of Zootopia's had the smallest percentage drops.
That's true.
So I'm going to keep it up there because we're going to go Jungle Book. Then we're going to go into Huntsman, whatever, which I think is probably going to do closer to Into the Woods numbers.
Yeah.
Then Barbershop, then Zootopia, just based on the percentages. And I'm kicking Batman vs. Superman out and giving it to the Boss. That might be wrong, but I just can't keep it in there anymore. I don't have faith in it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. So I have it at 4 and Boss at 5.
Because you're going to get all the people planning going to the theaters for Jungle Book.
Yeah.
And they're going to hear word of mouth. This is a little too intense for children, and they're going to go see Zootopia instead anyway.
That's true.
So you're just going to...
Let's do maybe two or three callers, Stephen, and then we'll
wrap on
out. All right,
I just put the number in the chat, but it's 424-256-1633.
1633. Got it.
So
we'll see if we get any callers. If not,
yeah, we got callers calling already.
Boop, 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 boop.
On the line, caller. Oh my God, mute your computer before I unmute you.
It's very loud.
And unmuting you now.
Hello, you're on Box Office Breakdown.
Boss Turner.
Yes. What's up, Boss? What's going on?
Not much. I was gonna call to ask JT, but he ain't there tonight. He saw Captain America: Civil War with my ass on Christmas Day. I was opinion on the film, he got his review coming out tomorrow, so I want to watch that instead.
Yeah. Hopefully he can talk. I don't know what his deal is.
I saw some clips to the movie already online, but I can't talk about the clips because spoilers.
Yeah, the embargoes. Yeah, you don't want to bust it. People get really pissed off, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can't go see anything anymore.
We talk about this movie will go over 200 million. Since now the movie's been getting out of the early reviews, I think the box office for Captain America Civil War is going to increase to like 230 or 240.
You think Civil War is going to do 230, 240 opening weekend?
Yeah, because the early reviews are in for this movie already.
Oh, yeah.
It's again, a lot of people are all excited. They ain't getting me more excited about it and see it.
That's true.
Clips online and stuff.
Right. I think you might be right.
We'll have to pass that's it.
That's a lot. I would say more like 215. But you might be right, boss. I'm not sure. You've been right about a lot of stuff lately. So, I mean,
I know. Yeah. I just can't wait to see the movie, though.
I agree with you. I'm also excited for that one. It's one of the ones I'm looking forward to.
Captain America. Sorry, Iron Man. I love Captain America more than I like Iron Man.
Yeah, that's good stuff, boss.
Yeah, I saw Barbershop the next cut yesterday.
Oh, really? What'd you think?
It was good. Nicki Minaj was excellent. So they kept showing her butt through the whole movie.
Oh, that's the only thing they should do. Like I said last week.
That's responsible for half the box office.
Yeah. This weekend, so I want to go see The Huntsman on prequel.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know, boss. Yeah. That's not going to be that good.
I'm going to give it a shot, but I don't know if it's going to be that great.
It could
based on the cast. That's the only thing I'll give it. But they may not even be able to save this one. We will see.
Yeah.
Awesome, boss. Right. Thanks, boss. I appreciate it, man. You're the best.
All right. Bye.
Let's see if we have another caller.
Caller, you're on the line.
He's the best.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sherry? What's up, Tim Stock?
Hey, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? This is Benjamin Workman. I'm calling out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, nice. How's it going over there, man?
It's going great. Just want to tell Sarah you're an absolute beauty.
Mm.
Thank you.
First time calling into the show.
That's great, man.
My question wasn't so much concerning, who's going to be at the top of the box office next week or whatnot.
Right.
I had a question basically for Penstock, because I know you've been, you worked a little bit on the Point Break remake.
Sure.
And so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. As far as the marketing is concerned, I know the schmoes talk about all the time about how the marketing was botched with trailers on BVS.
Yep.
And my question to you was, because I know you're a little bit more behind the scenes with it.
Right.
Do you think that, with these big superhero movies, BVS aside, do you think that the marketing is getting way too expensive on movies like these, especially when they pretty much give you the entire movie through trailers?
Absolutely. Great question.
100%.
The P&A for some of these movies is like $100 million. It's unbelievable amounts of money.
And they're kind of each other's worst demons, because it just seems like they're trying to one-up what someone else has released. Because it's not even so much, personally, I feel that the fans are demanding 800 trailers. It's just when you have Marvel put out a trailer, then now DC has to put out a trailer, then it's just keeping up with each other and costing more and more money. But it's been proven. I mean, it's not as big as movie, but you look at like Cloverfield Lane 10 that had like nothing, and people still went out and see it.
Absolutely.
You're curious.
Right, because it was so mysterious. And I think that's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody wants to know because they don't know, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look at, the ways that marketing goes out nowadays. Most of it is social media. I mean, there's a lot of print ads and billboards and things like that. And, the stars do their trail dog and pony show. But, I mean, I just think it's overexposed. You see too much of it. There's too many trailers nowadays. Look, they're printing money over there, so they can do whatever they want.
I kind of disagree a little bit. And I agree in the fact that it's overexposed for the people in the industry like us and the people who are social media savvy. But a lot of the people who are buying tickets don't exactly see these ads all the time. A lot of people are using cable and Netflix, and they fast forward through the commercials, so they don't see the trailer on there. Unless you go on YouTube or you're using Facebook all the time, you miss these trailers a lot. A lot of people don't even know about these movies until like the weekend they come out.
Not big superheroes. Big superhero movies.
Would they if they didn't put up a trailer every week?
I just think there's too many trailers. I mean, if you get one or two of them.
I think there's a lot of movies that have too many trailers per movie.
Right.
You well, sometimes yeah. know exactly how the movie's going to go before.
But it,
it
did
comes
help.
Out.
It does help, like littler, you know, smaller movies like Deadpool and stuff like that. And I guess the promotion is there. Any promotion is good promotion, whether it's bad or good. But I mean, yeah, I think they saturate everything. It's just too much, and for shitty movies
to,
too.
A lot of it goes to who you have interviewing, like when you do all of your late long talking rounds.
Go ahead.
I think with something like Deadpool, I think what they did with the social media marketing.
Yes, that was great.
Was above and beyond, and mm-hmm. I think it was a lot cheaper for Ryan Reynolds to go, hey, let me put the suit on and
right.
you know, use a handheld camera and talk to these kids during Halloween, and then
it was fantastic.
You know, that had a bigger impact than 20,000 trailers for BBS. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, you're 100% right. I really do believe that it's good for a smaller movies. Look at for Point Break, for instance. Now, we knew that it was going to be terrible. It's terrible. Now, the original marketing budget was like $70 million, which is just astronomically stupid on every part and every level. Now, we know it was going to be terrible. Yeah. They cut it down $20 million. They should have cut it down $50 million. Because you're not going to make that money back no matter how much promotion you have. Throw it on ESPN, Deportes or whatever, or the Extreme Channel. Maybe somebody goes and sees this thing. Nobody did. Period.
Yeah, if you can't make a good movie for $10 million, you certainly can't make a good one for $100 million.
No, and then just yeah, exactly. You right. can't. Cut the whole budget and don't even promote the thing.
Put
period.
Them in a box and they'll be creative and you'll yeah. get a movie like Hardcore Henry, which is great.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so
much
for your question.
A lot of idiots with money.
Great
question. Man.
I feel like we could probably rant on about it for a while. But we do have an announcement to make. We are going to be switching times
yeah.
soon. So you guys keep up with us. We'll be posting probably on Twitter and mm-hmm. everything like that. We are thinking about moving from our Sunday slot, which is typically from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. So we are going to be moving around. Keep an eye out. Mm-hmm. We will keep you updated. Don't be shocked if we're not here next week at this time. Just trying to keep the show going, keeping all of our hosts here,
mm-hmm.
and see what works out best.
I mean, JT is the busiest guy in business right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get a hold of that guy. Between chicks and everything.
Us.
Between women and, you know, his new YouTube channel and everything else he's got going on. He's the best.
So if you have any complaints, send them to JT. Go do that.
Yeah, poof.
Thank you all so much.
I should have brought little Bobby here. He's back.
Little Bobby's back?
Little Bobby's back.
Oh, no.
I like chicks that wear yoga pants with no underwear.
Poof.
Poof.
No.
He's the
Thank
best.
Thank you.
He left
We're
that.
Good.
He told me to leave
but
that.
But we love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for our callers, for the great questions. You can find us here on the Popcorn Talk Network for Box Office Breakdown. There's also a ton of other shows. You can go watch Ms. Roxy Stryer, who talks about DC and a bunch of other stuff. You can go to AfterBuzz TV and catch up on all of your TV after shows. I believe they have Disney movies. That podcast is probably going to go crazy. Anatomy of a Movie for myself. And Tom, where can they find you?
Oh, at Bob Finstock. And then I'll be in the new Pink video.
Coming out soon.
Yeah, it's like fire. I'll be in that. And a couple other special things that I've been up to.
All right. And I'm at Sarah_Stretton. And you'll find me around here.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't tell me your address.
No.
Just kidding.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.